Welcome back to the Evil Podcast. This is the final podcast for Religious Studies 411 class. My name is David, here along with three other guys, and we're going to get this started. Michael, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Michael, and I'll be talking about the report.
I'm Justin.
And I'm Brian.
And yeah, so funny enough, this article was posted on Brian's 15th birthday. It's kind of funny, a little September 21st thing. But anyways, we're going to get started. Michael's going to kick us off. He's going to start talking about Adama, our first candidate to rule hell.
Yeah, so Adama is a lady, which surprised the other people in the council or the other people in hell. And the thing about her is she had a like really terrible plague or disease on her that she was immune to. So wherever she would walk or travel, she would spread that disease and then kill thousands and thousands of people. And the reason why she's up for the council or up as a candidate is because she really didn't care that she had this disease. She would just walk around and just not care that she would kill people, because she would go through through really dense cities, visiting people, still just traveling and not really caring about who she ran into or who she talked to, whether they were family members, friends, or just random people on the side of the road. She wouldn't like quarantine or like step away from any big city population areas, and she would just basically not care that she's killing all these people. Even though she's doing this by accident, she still had that sense of just not caring about the public good. Right, so even though she's technically accidentally killing these people, she had such a high kill rate, I guess, that it really puts her up for this candidate spot.
Great, all right, thanks, Michael. Next up, Justin, can you tell us a little bit about Basil?
Yeah, so Basil was an executioner, and he did this as his job. He worked for the government, and basically, he was really dedicated to his, I guess, craft, you could say, because he worked on ways of improving how he could execute people. He was killing them in like airtight compounds. And it says here that he increased his output by nearly 30% and then later doubled it. So he was like, he was really like, he strived to improve how many people he was killing, which is pretty messed up. And yeah, basically he since he did it for work, one could say like, oh, he was being paid, and so maybe it's not that bad. But it also says in here that he would work overtime and then even work past overtime to where he wasn't even getting paid, because I don't know, he just, I guess, enjoyed doing it or whatever. So it kind of defeats that argument. Yeah, other than that, he said he never really had any hatred toward anyone, or anything really, but it's kind of, I don't know how he says that, but then at the same time, what he did for a living kind of disproves that. So that's why he's a candidate for this spot as the ruler of hell.
Great. All right. Ryan, can you tell us a little bit about Kalpin, the third candidate?
Yeah, so Kalpin was also an executioner, but of a far different sort. Basil had a absurdly high kill number of over a million people. Kalpin was much more, I don't know,
targeted.
Yeah, just targeted. He claims he only killed, I believe it was around 63 people, right? And but the reason it was so much lower was because he found this very sadistic pleasure, unlike any of the other candidates that we've seen. He enjoyed seeing blood gushing out of people's wounds, and just kind of watching them die from unvital wounds or something. He just enjoyed watching blood come out, and it was very different from all the other ones. And yeah, he claimed that it was much, or his execution style was much more evil, and much more fitting for the Prince of Hell, in that he found this fun rather than Basil just doing it as a job, more or less.
Yeah, great. So I'll be talking about the last candidate, Deprav. He was one of the more interesting candidates up for the position, just because he never really did anything to violate laws. It says that his record was clean from when he was born to when he died, and he never had a driving incident or whatnot. But the things he did do were of odd nature. For example, when he took pictures of a girl that had her her face, she had like burn scars on them, and then he would call out a man who had some sort of mental condition, and later stating that he amputated an escaped dog's toes. It's fairly awful. And tried to kind of send a message with this to the owner of the dogs, make sure they wouldn't get out, and so on. And then finally there was a woman that would be with a black man, and he had police charge him with adultery. So he had some interesting perspectives. The way he did everything that he did wasn't because he enjoyed tormenting people that are sick, lonely, brokenhearted, as it says. He just kind of did what he did because he felt that was kind of like the law. He wanted to be kind of almost like a helper to the police in a way. And he went up to the council with kind of a more interesting portfolio. It says he has the bulkiest dossier, so he did the most kind of random evil things. It's just a lot of trivial things, as it says, but I don't know if we want to have him be our ruler of hell, but just because of the things he did. So now that we've kind of covered everyone, we're gonna kind of talk a little bit about who we all think should be the ruler of hell. I can start us off and just kind of say that I think the ruler should definitely be Kalpin. He was kind of just acting because he thought murdering was fun. Kind of like a lot of things that Brian said, he just found it to be fun to see people bleed out and suffer. So he didn't really have a reasoning to it. He just saw it's fun. It gave him pleasure. Many different ways, and doing that kind of makes him a good candidate to be the ruler of hell, something that's, you know, so awful because of what he did. So I definitely think he should be our ruler of hell. Michael, do you want to give your input on mm-hmm. that?
I do agree with you too, David. I think that for my choice as well, it was also Kalpin. And the reason why I chose him instead of my second place candidate, which was the number one, Adama, I was thinking that it has to do with the intent, right? So in this class, we learned a lot about the intent, and also one of the things that we had to take in consideration for choosing a candidate was their total moral depravity, right? So between all four of them, he had the most depravity because he actually had an enjoyment in what he did, and his enjoyment was the suffering of other people. He specifically says that, like, he enjoyed watching other people suffer, and if he could do if he had the chance to do it more, he would have definitely killed more people, he said, but it was just legally safer to join this death squad and then just kill criminals. But in this in his little paper, he said even that he would have done it to other people if he had the chance. Justin, you want?
Yeah, so I also agree that Kalpin should be the chosen candidate, mainly because for everyone else, I guess I could just briefly go through it. Adama, she basically, it wasn't necessarily her fault. It was kind of just like almost a curse on her. Yeah, so it was like inconvenient for her to avoid people, which is still obviously wrong, but it wasn't like she necessarily went out of her way to hurt people. She just didn't care that they were affected by her disease. Basil, he was partially getting paid for it, for killing people, and even though he seemed very dedicated to his work, still doesn't seem quite as bad as Calpone. And then Deprav seems like he was motivated mainly by law. It seems like everything that he did in his mind was based off of a law, and that's why he did it. So it's kind of justified, even though they're pretty extreme takes on justice. And then, yeah, so basically Calpone seems the worst, definitely, out of anyone, as he got off to just killing people, and he did it outside of work. And like Michael said, he would have done it more if he wasn't limited by possibly being caught. And yeah, that's why I thought Calpone should be chosen.
Yeah, Brian, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'll make it unanimous. I'm choosing Calpone as well. And it's, as Michael mentioned, it's almost entirely based on their values. A big thing that I noticed with all these candidates and kind of like their quote unquote resumes was like their achievements for, oh, I killed this many people, I did this, I had this big of a dossier of actions or achievements, etc. But I don't think that really matters necessarily.
More about the intent.
It's entirely just their own lack of moral values and their intent to harm and be evil.
Yeah. So I think I definitely, you know, makes sense. I would say why we all chose Calpone, just because he, murder was fun. This type of evil was fun to him. Like you mentioned, Justin, I would agree with your kind of rankings of who you picked. Basil, of course, he was just doing it was his job. This can kind of be compared to, those that were acting in the Holocaust. They were just doing their job. They were just told they had to carry out certain actions.
Mm-hmm.
And this is very similar. It has a lot of parallels from what Basil did to the Holocaust, as it mentioned, that they had to, he gassed people in air compounds, and his work was specifically to create these death chambers. So for him, it was his job. As you mentioned, Adama, it was more like a curse. She had to live with it. She didn't want to always be doing it, but she, at some point, she just kind of became oblivious that she had this condition. And then yeah, finally Deprav, he just definitely has the most strange and unusual actions he carried out, but that, yeah, with everything that he did, I don't know if his kind of weirdness of actions kind of makes him the best candidate, so I definitely think that's why we should choose Calpone. Does anyone else want to add anything regarding anybody, or
no, other than like it is mostly based on intent, even though other candidates had higher kill counts, as Justin and Brian mentioned, it mainly has to do with this intent, and this intent that Calpone enjoyed it based on solely on the suffering of other human beings.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, that's a pretty good thing. Just to wrap it up, I would just definitely say that's the big thing. It comes down to is intent. You know, if you know you're causing evil and you willingly try to stop it, you know, that's a different story. If you do it because it's your job, that's a different story. If you have a curse and you can't do anything bad, a different story. But when you do it because it's fun to you, I think that's, you're getting a little psychotic, and that becomes an issue in that sense. But otherwise, yeah, that's our take on who should be the ruler of evil. Once again, my name was David Farias.
I'm Michael Bukowski.
I'm Justin Hitchcock.
And I'm Brian Doyle.
Thank you very much for listening to our podcast. It's for the final podcast for Religious Studies 411. Thank you very much. Roll the outro music.